that I've got that friend, that no matter where I am, how deep in that valley I get, how high on that mountain I get, boy, he's always with me. Can't thank him enough. Why? Because I'll just be honest with you, I know I'm unworthy. I know I'm undeserving. And those that was here this morning for the Sunday school hour, I'll just be honest with you. Brother Donnie, I'm thankful for it. Because I've struggled with what the Lord has given me because it's a little bit different. But the little bit of a difference is just about the exact same thing Sunday school went by this morning. And I got to thinking, me and Joanna, and we took the girls over to Dollywood, and Joanna pointed out a shirt to me. It said, "Recycled by Jesus." And I've pondered that, and I've pondered that, and I've pondered that. And as I've pondered that, I was like, why in the world? I was like, that is so true. Because, Doug, I can say for me, he's took something that was an unworthy trash, pulled me out, set my feet upon a solid rock. And so this morning, if you just spare me just a little bit of time, Brother Delmer told me that I had two bouts to preach on. One was about Jesus, and the other one was about 15 to 20 minutes. And so he told me, he said, just preach on the two bouts. And I said, what in the world? But anyways, I enjoyed that. It helped, you know. I mean, a lot of times people don't realize just how nervous a feller gets. And I had an old timer tell me one time, he said, son, he said, if that nervousness ever goes away, he said, you better keep your seat. And so I'm thankful in that for that. Yeah, it was a little bit of funny, but guess what? It all ought to be about Jesus all the time. I've pondered in the last little bit. I'll get started here in just a minute in the scriptures. But I've pondered quite a bit about those that's been over there in Africa. And boy, I just tell you, it's took a great sacrifice for them to leave their families. Leave their jobs and that for a little while, and you go over and serve. And then I've got to pondering, and it just worked out right sweet with his scriptures and everything. I got to pondering about Paul. Paul over there in Romans chapter number 9, if you want to start turning there, don't stand up just yet. But Romans chapter number 9, Paul says over there in verse number 3, he says, for I wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and given the law and are and the service of God and the promises. Boy, I sure am glad that I've thought a lot about adoption. You know, a lot of folks, they'll come and they'll talk to me and they'll make a little bit of a joke about me and Joanna, and they'll say, well, it's about time and that for another one. And I joke and I tell people, and I say, well, if I have another one, I'll have to find another wife, and I don't want to do that. I ain't going to do that. But you know what? We've pondered in that a little bit of about adoption, and I'm thankful, you know, that we oftentimes don't see going through those dark valleys and things just how God really tends to start working in our lives and how things come about. But you know, in that, I'm glad to know that whenever we start thinking in that about adoption, you know, I've got Lily and Eiley, and no doubt they're made by God. Thankful for them. But you know, you get to thinking about that. Those are my biological children. I love them. But I didn't have to choose to love them. They were mine. When you start thinking about adoption, that's a child that ain't yours. But you choose to love it as it's your own. And oh boy, I'm just here to tell you, I'm glad that the Lord, He works on me and He's adopted me. Why? Because, because it shows just the amount of love that He had. Knowing that I was unworthy, unfit, wasn't even fit to be called His, He called me His and He loved me anyway. And so we'll get on into the scripture here, and we're still in the same chapter and book there, Romans chapter number 9, and we'll start reading about verse number 14. Romans chapter number 9, verse number 14 says this. It says, "What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, he hath mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Thou wilt say unto me, why doeth he yet find fault, for who hath resisted his will? Nay, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say unto him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay, and the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted for destruction? And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called, not only of the Jews, but also of the Gentiles." Lord, we thank you in that for the day. Thank you for everything that you've given us. Lord, we thank you in that for this scripture, to Heavenly Father God, and what you put inside our heart. And Lord, we're thankful, Lord, in that for the Sunday school hour that we've had in that already this morning. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you just send in that your message out, Lord, wherever and that you need it to go. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you just open in that the hearts and out of your people. Lord, don't let them see me, but Lord, hide me in that behind the cross. Allow them in that to see you. Lord, we're thankful in that though the scriptures, God, of John the Baptist said that we must be decreased so that he may increase. Father, we pray, Lord, that it's not be in that of me and it all be in that of you. Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you just open in that the ears and out of your people. Lord, empty me of me and fill me in that with thee. Lord, we ask these things in your Son Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. And so as I began to sit down and began to ponder in that on how things and that the Lord and that recycles and that, and I've got the pondering and that on the things and that the things that often and that the scripture here says, "Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say unto him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus?" And I got to sitting and I got to pondering that upon that. And as many of you know, and that we're at the fall time of year, and that we're the fall time of year where the leaves and that tend to change and become pretty and everything else. But also, it's a time. And that for country folks a lot like me, they'll go and they'll sit down, they'll start chasing and that some wild games and things to put food on their table, and as Brother Donnie mentioned this morning, to bring a little bit of happiness and that to their lives. And I got to thinking and I got to pondering and that about that, you know, and that if you sit back and you start looking at all the things that the Lord created, everything goes in a cycle. Everything tends in that to work in a circle. Oftentimes you'll hear it called the circle of life. How things come up and things go about and how things come around. But I got to sitting and I got to pondering in that. I got to looking at some old coons over there. They get down there. They know exactly where to go eat. They know exactly where to go hide. They know exactly where to see seek shelter. They know where to go. And then I got to looking at old deer. Old deer, I'll just be honest with you. I've seen them look a little poor when they get a little bit of diseases about them. But I'll just be honest, I've never seen one starve to death. You look at the fowls and out of the air. I ain't never seen one of them go hungry either. But you know what? The only thing that I've come up with that on the Lord's creation that has went contrary and has suffered from that is you and me. It's me and you. When I start putting a little bit of me into something, I start messing it up. When I start putting a little bit of me into something, it just all goes haywire. And then I got to sit reading that on this scripture, and it says, "Hath not the potter power over the clay?" Boy, he's made it a free will, church. He wants to help you. Why? Because I got to looking here, and there's three things that comes into the process of recycling. And it comes to the collection. Only thing he wants is you to just come to him. I'll just be honest with you, I ain't going to speak for nobody but myself. Brother Kim and that, I was trash. I was unworthy. Still am. But you know what? Only thing he wants, he says over there, he said, "Cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest." Only thing he wants you to do is he wants you to just come and just toss all that trash over there. I thought Brother Donnie was going to hit on one of my points here. Oftentimes people will use the excuse. He said folks will shower, most folks will shower on the average of about one time every 24 hours. But you know, that's one thing that Satan will put into your head, and I've heard the excuses several times. Well, I've got a few things that I've got to fix first, and then I'll get myself right. Well, let me ask you a question, and I want you to think on this, and I'm not being funny, but I want you to really sit down and I want you to think on this. Do you take you a washcloth and run that sink full of hot water and take you a bar of soap and start washing yourself off before you jump in the shower? Guess what? The Lord will clean you up. Only thing you got to do is just bring it to Him. Only thing you got to do is just come and lay it down to the foot of the cross. And so the collection part is very easy, but it's so hard for you and me. Why? Because it's so much easier. Instead of separating things out a little bit, like you do in the recycling bins, we just like to throw it all in the same thing and then just take it to the dump and let somebody else do it, right? We don't like to handle things ourselves. And you may say, "Jesse, are you really getting a little crazy? Are you going all green and all that?" No, I'm just telling you what the Lord's put in me. Why? Because you asked Lily Jo. She come to me one day and said, "Daddy, why don't we recycle?" And I said, "Honey, I just ain't got the time." But oh boy, I wonder what would I do if I was bringing something to the Lord and He just said, "Jesse, I ain't got time for you today." But how many times do I separate? Do I make time for Him? Oftentimes, church, they say, I'm just going to be honest with you. I've been there in my life where I gave Him Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesdays, and that was it. Have to get up Sunday morning and wipe the dust off your Bible and that before you come to church. I've been there. I haven't had you have brand new britches and ain't got a knee spot wore on them. Guess what? I believe in, you know, and I'm guilty of it. I believe every bit of our britches ought to have the knees wore out of them. But how much time do we spend with Him? Because the only thing He's wanting to do is He's wanting to collect. But He's wanting to collect to be able to bless you. And then it comes in that to the processing side. A lot of times people will think, "Well, I'm getting better. I'm doing better. I laid this down so now I can feel better about myself and come and that and sit amongst people who are perfect." Well, let me tell you. There's a spot in a song, there's a section in a song that Joanna loves to hear. We're a motley crew of misfits here this morning. Church, if you're here and you're worthy and out of the grace that's been shown to you, I'll be honest with you, I'll take my seat. Because I was not worthy. I'm made worthy through Christ, the Son of God. That's the only thing worthy about me. I was trash, fit to be thrown away, done away with. And I'll just be honest with you, should have lifted my eyes in hell a long time ago. But it's through the grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can stand here today. That we even have a purpose. And the only thing, you know, a lot of times people will sit down and they'll start thinking, well, I'll turn over a new leaf. It won't be long, just a few short months, and we'll be starting another year. You'll hear all of that about a new year's resolution. There's no resolution. The resolution is you submitting yourself and that unto the will and that of God. You no longer being your own keeper. You trusting in Him. You casting all your cares upon Him. And letting Him give you rest. And so how do we go through that process? How do we start that process? How do we grow through that process? Well, we start reading. If you was here Wednesday night and I enjoyed it. I don't know if anybody else got anything else out of it, but I sure did. Why? Because even though I'm going to put it like this. For many years, this has been the number one selling book. Many years. And it's got this KJV on it right here. It's been the number one selling book in America. But I'm going to ask a question. Preacher, you told me to lay it on you. I'm just going to tell you what the Lord's given to me. I wonder, even though it's the number one selling book, is it the number one most read book? Don't dial me right there. Is it the number one read book? Because, honey, it don't matter if you've got 15 or 20 of these things laying around your house. If you don't pick it up and you don't use it every once in a while, you ain't going to know how to go to battle. I'll just be honest with you. I like aggravating Josh Neal a little bit about engineering. I know zero about engineering. If you want redneck engineering, we'll come up with something. But whenever it comes to actual engineering, I know nothing about it. I know there's several builders here. When it comes to building something, I'll build it. But I promise you, it ain't going to be square, it ain't going to be flush, it ain't going to be plumb. But it'll hold. And it's just like a welding. I'll tell them boys whenever I weld, it'll hold until it breaks. But you know what? There's a lot of things that I don't know. But the one thing that I do know is every answer that we need is right here. The rest of it don't matter. It don't matter if I know how to build. That's why God give other people building knowledge. It don't matter if I know how to weld. That's why He's gave people the ability to weld. A lot of people don't know about conservation either. That's why He's let somebody like me play around in dirt for a little while. But there comes a process. And it's reading. It's studying. It's praying. It's meditating. A lot of times, folks will say, well, this is what the preacher says, but they don't have their own understanding. They've not got in and read and studied for them own selves. Honey, I'm telling you, I love Delmer Savage and I love Kevin Sexton and Matt Garrett and every other preacher in here, Brother Wayne Ipock. I love every preacher that comes here and that I've been around. But guess what? Their coattails is not going to get you home. Their coattails, you're only in their presence for about 45 minutes to maybe an hour of them giving you what the Lord give them. And so guess what? You want to eat three times a week, and you can tell I like to eat pretty good. Eating three times a week ain't going to suffice you. You're going to have to get in there, and you're going to have to feed yourself. It becomes a process. And that process gets grown through prayer and reading and studying the Word of God. And then I like this part right here. Boy, Lord's always working on me. He ain't through with me yet. But then in the third process of a recycling, there comes a remanufacturing. My wife will tell you that some days, even though I might be 33 years old, some days I move around like I'm 60. Why? And she'll say, well, what's wrong with you, this, that, and the other. And I tell her it's not because of this or that. It said, I've got a lot of miles, and it's a lot of hard miles in 33 years. But you know what? They's coming. There is coming a remanufacturing stage when, whether it's by the rapture or by the grave, there's coming a time where, guess what, honey? You're going to get a new glorified body. You're going to be perfect. You ain't going to be perfect as long as you're here. But guess what? You're going to get in that remanufacturing stage that you're going to be able to know in that. You're going to be able to sit down in the presence of God as we've heard in that the last couple of weeks. Moses was only able to see the hinder parts. But you're going to be able to see God in every bit of His glory. So there's coming a remanufacturing stage. And I wrote a few things down here. I'm going to come to a close here in just a second. But this right here blessed me. And I got to looking and wondering on how long and how many times something could be recycled. You may say, well, Jesse, this don't amount to a hill of beans. Boy, whenever I got in here and I started reading this, and this is exactly what it said. It says plastic can be recycled 2 to 3 times. Paper can be recycled 7 times. How often do you think glass can be recycled? Boy, and this just blessed me real good. It said glass can be recycled an infinite amount of times, and it never loses its purity. And then it said steel can be recycled an unlimited time and never lose its quality. Copper can be recycled because it has an infinite life. And it said rubber, and I thought of Brother Doug, and it said rubber. It says it can be recycled indefinite unless the materials are changed. Guess what? Brother Wayne preached on Monday, you know, that the Lord made Adam and Eve and that from the dust of the earth. You can go through the cycle. You may say, well, Jesse, my life cycle is I'm just this or I'm just that. I'm this or I'm that. I am what I am. But you know what? You can break that cycle. You don't have to be what your parents were. I mean, I'm going to say it. I don't even see him. But think of Nathaniel Linder. And that's his testimony. Hey, and without the Lord, where would he be? He'll tell you exactly where he'd be. You don't have to be exactly like your mama and daddy was. You don't have to be like that. You can start a new process as long as it begins with Jesus, I promise you. Once you begin with it, you'll want to end with it, I promise. I've given you what the Lord's given me. It may have been short, but I hope it's been a help to you this morning. You know, don't think that you're fighting this thing alone. A lot of times, I'll say for myself, I've been in a thick and a heat of a battle, and Lord, I just felt like I was all alone. But you know, it's nice to get them text messages from folks from time to time that just says, Brother, I'm praying for you. I love you. You know, and those are the folks. There's things that goes on behind the scenes that you don't even know about. But boy, I sure can stand here and say, I sure am thankful in that for the prayers that's went up for me. I'm glad that the Lord still works on me. I'm not what I once was, but I ain't what I'm going to be either. That's just a fact in that for me. That's all I can say is speaking for me. So I'll turn it over, Brother Matt, and listen, you want to come get a song, you can come get a song. Donnie, you want to sing, you do whatever.